conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614, and we are
the
New York Dolls. And today in the studio, we have a very special guest. We've been spending a lot of time together this February. We got in the house with us.
Me, Eric.
Hey.
It's me from the van rolling up in the place.
Rolling up.
I feel like I need you guys to have like fun, cool intros, and
no.
I have
me
the
from
man.
The van rolling up in the place.
Mr.
Yes.
Eric Striffler in the Dolls house.
Eric from so many.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yes,
Eric from so many things. Pretty much it. Pity applause. All the things we've ever done. And you actually just did. Well, I don't know if it was just. But you just did our track series, maybe like.
No, 2020. That was 2020.
No, 2021.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Please don't tell me it was 2 years ago.
No, it was like a couple of months ago.
I think it was late. I think it was like summer last year, maybe.
It's the same year.
Yeah, that's true. 2022 part two.
Right.
Well, there we go. There it is.
Yes, now you're here in house. Love
yes.
it.
Yes, it's so nice.
I know.
That was really fun when we did that. I thought that was. I looked back to see how annoying it was that I was on like that bad Wi-Fi, but I think it came out kind of funny.
It
came out like entertaining. It was like a journey. It was suspenseful to see what would happen. It worked out.
How was it gonna fuck up next?
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that.
Love
and
it.
Yeah, we ever since that day and even before that, we've wanted to get you in studio. So I'm glad that we were able to make this happen.
Yeah. Well, so I've been in studio before.
Well, you have.
For
yes.
Previous podcasts.
For previous podcasts, you were on
my
the
first
bodega.
Time. In studio on this podcast.
On the New York Dills, baby.
Because we've been working together for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
We've been doing stuff together
oh,
for
so many,
many
things.
Years.
Yeah.
A
the
decade,
Haunted House.
Probably.
I think so. Yeah, 2013 to... 20...
Is that the first thing, maybe? Yeah.
I think
so. Does that
so.
Sound right? I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, crazy.
Love it.
Insane.
Well.
Yes.
Welcome to our very vulnerable season 5, where we'll be traveling deeper into the New York Dolls tunnels more than we have ever before.
Damn.
By the end of this season, we'll be composing an entire audiobook called The New York Dolls High Vibration of How-Tos.
And today's how-to is how to laugh it off.
Laughing it off.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do all the time.
Yeah, we have the expert in the house with us on this one.
No, I need...
life, for better or worse. Don't ask my ex-girlfriend.
Well, there we...
Nothing serious.
We're going to dive into that.
Everything's a joke.
There we go.
Knee slapper.
There we go. And we'll travel deeper into this chapter of our how-to handbook later. But in typical New York Dolls fashion, we have to get through the brilliance, the spirituality, and the idiocy of our show first.
So the first segment of our show is Empire State of
Mind.
And this is where we showcase our transparency. During this segment, we'll be examining our highs, since y'all know we love to get high.
Period.
And we're going to be examining our lows, because if we could get high together, we could get low together. There's strength in numbers, y'all.
Yes.
So.
And Adeloso, since you were gone last episode.
I know, I missed you guys.
Yes, Two and I had a little boys time.
I know, I can't wait to listen. Comes out tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
I can't wait. I think it was needed, you know.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah.
Yeah, on all fronts.
Yes, but I did miss you guys, and I missed y'all too out there.
We missed you too. So let's get into it. So how is your overall mood right now?
Well, right now, I mean, I feel like it's different from when I wrote this.
Well,
I feel like I always go through this all the time. But right now, I'm good. Like, I'm okay.
I'm good, but I do feel
internally, I'm stressed. Mm. And I feel very confused with a lot of things.
Wow.
But mostly which direction to go.
That's
always.
Normally the confusing part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my mood right now.
Okay. What are your highs from the last time that we met?
So last time we met, Broadway's open, right? It's been open.
It's been open. Yeah, because here's the thing. Headlines will tell you when it's closed. They won't tell you
when it's open.
Open.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Because one is scary and one's not.
This,
Broadway
yes.
closed for a week. And they made it seem like the end of the world, and it was open
a week later. It was a big deal.
It opened a week or so later.
Yeah.
So I had a huge high because I love Broadway. Of course, you know, we're all like arts creatives, New York natives. And a friend, shout out to DJ Montini, David.
Like, do you know him?
Do I know him?
Yeah. Right.
I do know him. And he gifted me tickets.
Yes.
Well, he invited me to the...
Plugged in app, plugging it in.
Plugged in. Shout out to Richard, too, who also... works for Broadway. That's how he got the tickets.
Love that.
Randomly just was like, oh, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, I was actually going to go meet up with him because he's like doing this dope project too, which I'll talk about a little bit of this art space. And then he was like, oh, well, actually, I have tickets to the Michael Jackson musical. And I was like, what?
Okay.
And then I went there, and it was actually opening night. Like, Michael Jackson kids were there. Like, he's
like, Michael Jackson was there.
No, it felt.
His spirit.
In spirit.
His spirit.
Let me tell you, it was
Wait,
such a.
The kids were there?
Yeah, it was.
Blanket?
Opening, it was opening
Paris?
Night. Yes, Paris and.
I forgot about.
And, no, not oh Blanket, the other one, Prince.
Okay. Prince, yeah, Prince. Yes. That sounds right, yeah.
Okay. It was like a whole thing. But, you know, I was just like, okay, you know, it's just a lot of people. But I didn't realize it was opening night.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I guess reopening night because it was closed.
Right.
And whatever. So it was just amazing. Michael Jackson was there. That guy they casted.
Amazing.
Oh, my
Everything
gosh.
Everything perfect.
Are there two?
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
It's only one. It's only one.
And they're holding
one.
Hands the whole time.
It's only one. No.
It's like a constant, like they're like spinning around the whole time.
And just so y'all know, Hassan is in the cut.
Yes, we got Hassan here.
But yeah, it was a great high because one, you know, it just felt like that scene from Save the Last Dance, you know, when he takes her to see the ballet.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, you know, because she misses ballet. And for me, like with dance, like I'm a dancer. Too, but I've been like, you know, pausing. I've been on pause for a little, but just seeing like those dancers on stage, I was just like, wow.
Yes.
Is it like all the, all
me,
the music?
Well,
it's
yeah.
It's like a medley, or is there a story?
All,
or?
No, yeah, it's a, you know, his life, but yeah, okay. It's a lot of his music. They intertwine it in, of course.
Please,
you have to.
Tell me, it starts.
Do they have that?
Five.
Do they have that one?
They go back and forth.
They,
the way they do the sets is dope.
Oh, cool.
Like,
okay.
Do they have that one part with? Oh, actually, that's not. Correct. I'm sorry. I had this. Okay. So all that I remember about Michael Jackson a little bit.
All that I remember
I
about
cannot
Michael Jackson.
I believe this. I'm going to.
I'm afraid to hear it.
I know, right?
What the fuck?
You remember when it was something. Remember when they were like protesting him like really hard and everybody was like in the rain with like black umbrellas because of the thing with the children in Neverland that he may or may not have been touching.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I was gonna say, did they include that scene in it? But they would not have, or
I
did
was
they?
Trying to see if they were gonna. They didn't bring it up. They would just be like, "How you?" They were just like, "How you handling all these allegations?" And like, because it was like a media moment too.
And he was like, "Oh, and baby,
I
give
just
me
wanna
one
sing.
More chance."
What? No, guys, no, don't, no bat, no Michael Jackson slander.
Hey, I'd have laughed it off. Okay.
Yeah, hey, yeah, there you go.
No, it was amazing. Okay. I
trauma, like him getting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
the beatings were in it too.
The beatings were.
Can I talk?
I'm so okay.
Oh goddamn!
Well, we're just so excited about.
No, trust me. No. I was very excited, but they did it perfect. Like I'm letting you guys know from my artists.
Were the beatings
like,
done through
you guys
dance? Interpretive dance.
Excuse you.
Were the beatings done through
no!
interpretive dance?
Say excuse me. She said excuse you.
No.
That means stop.
No, but why Montini did laugh at one point when
that was sad.
No, when like you know the father would scream at him.
Oh
you know?
God, Joe.
Yeah, like
most of that stuff was in it.
Yeah, okay. It was.
I always pictured it was just like a medley of songs.
Showed Joe as like you know strong. There was one scene that he did like hit him, but it was like a smack. You know,
oh,
like,
okay.
It wasn't like nothing too crazy.
Too crazy.
But they did show that you know they did like some
the
sort
Joe
of like
was
abuse
wilding.
Was happening.
Yeah. Oh my God! Wait a minute. Was Janet there? Like in
no,
the show?
No, no.
Oh,
no.
It was just Michael's.
Yeah, because it was mostly the boys that, you know, in the beginning.
Yeah, but it would have been, like, great to, like, see Janet there, too.
Kind of feels like Janet grew up in a different reality.
Yeah, like, yeah, like.
I sometimes forget that they are
siblings. Yeah, yeah, so interesting.
No, yeah. It was.
Yes, on a platter.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
My God.
We got Matt.
Matt
take one.
In
thank
the
you.
Cut.
We got Matt in the building. Hey, Maddie. Oh, Eric brought Eric brought beer.
There's also, yeah, if anyone's interested, there is beer as well. Oh.
You might like this. You're a beer connoisseur.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Just roll it. Baby, give me one more chance.
So it was a really great music. I want to take you.
I was thinking of you.
And it was great. And the star, like, he's just
a star.
Embodied Michael. Like, you know, because I was just looking. I was like, let me just see if he's going to slip up, you know.
Well,
like,
I mean, he.
In any moment, you know, not in a bad way, just to see, like, if you can keep that Michael, like, spirit.
Yeah. He sang?
He sang.
Wow,
he
I didn't danced. Know if it was, like, a just dancing thing to his songs.
No,
okay.
This was all out, triple threat.
All triple threat.
Concert.
Even Little Michael
story.
Sounded exactly like.
Like Little Michael?
Yes. Wow. I was starting to cry.
Well, you know, if these actors had anything, they had time to get this together. So I would hope that. I would hope.
That's a great. What a great. They put that on the poster. They had time. Dot dot dot. They had time. Like that's the quote. New York Dose.
Yo.
That's awesome.
It's worth the watch. It's worth the hype. Yes. And it felt like you went to an MJ concert.
That's awesome.
And it was great.
Amazing.
And with these things also, like, I always get so invested. I stayed up to like 4 a.m.
listening
watching
to his
documentaries.
Music. I knew it. Yeah.
Oh, about him?
Him. And like, I just felt even more like sad because I was just like, he really was fucked up. You know.
Yeah. He died on my graduation day. I'll never forget that because it took all the attention.
Dude.
You too?
Because
we have the same.
He died on my graduation rehearsal day.
What the fuck was that about?
Also, Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, didn't she's dead?
Didn't wait, no. Am I thinking of, sorry, who am I, Goldie Hawn. Farrah Fawcett, I think, is dead.
Maybe.
I think she died on the same day.
Oh wow! Well, that definitely didn't get a lot of coverage.
Remember,
we don't want to get Jack. this is
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're gonna get sued. Like,
allegedly.
No, Goldie Hawn's alive.
Oh.
And I'm thinking of Farrah Fawcett. I'm pretty sure. Hold on. I got to check. You guys edit these, right?
The menacing.
June 25th, 2009.
That's fucked up.
And when did Mr. Michael die?
Mr. Michael.
I want to say it was like June 25th.
Wow.
I was right. Farrah Fawcett and overshadowed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Farrah Fawcett's death slightly overshadowed by the King of Pop's death.
What a stairway to heaven. That's awesome.
At Led Zeppelin.
I can't
laugh it off.
Laugh it off, baby.
Right? Nope. No. that's gonna be the running joke.
Jesus Christ,
you edit these, right?
This is gonna be wild.
I love it.
Okay.
Awesome. So,
well, MJ.
Well, you also.
Yeah, I put. Well, so the next question is, I'll just say it myself. So
oh, thank you. Yeah, what energized you and made you feel upbeat?
So of course the musical, because I was just like inspired.
Yes.
You know?
Did you start? Oh, sorry. I'm just gonna not answer. Ask questions. You just go. Yeah. You go.
Yeah, cause this is getting a little bit. And also, going to the Max Complex and Martin Vice, which is on 38th Street. Our friends at Plugged In, they are curating their space where Martin Vice is like this boot company.
Okay.
But they're bringing in another person who does sneakers, and they like collabing, and they are like bringing like just dope like underground like New York City artists, and they're just tagging up the whole like.
It's a physical space.
Yeah, it's on 38th and 8th.
Got it.
And I just been a part of that process because New York Dose is actually gonna cover.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay.
So for the launch party, we'll be there like interviewing the artists. So I just been like getting like behind the scenes stuff, and it's just been. Very inspiring, made me feel energized up because, of course, you know, just being around creativity and just seeing the process and hearing their little stories.
And in-person stuff.
In-person
Jeez.
Stuff,
yeah.
Right.
Nice to be back to in-person
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, and there's some, like, you know, like, dope, like, old graffiti, like, artists. So it's, like, hearing, like, some of their stories, like, really did it for me.
Wow, that's awesome.
This week, so, yeah.
Sexy. Who made you smile?
So, sibling day.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this when you texted me
Listen,
earlier?
Because you're the only child. You're an only child.
You're like,
you wouldn't know.
Oh, it's sibling day. I was like, what the?
So
God's earth.
I was coming from sibling day.
I just
day.
Imagine all of you doing like relay races. And like, I'm like, what?
That's
well, eventually.
You're right.
Eventually, I would love that. I would do something like that. But it was just. Just say the joke.
No, this is you.
But yeah, I just. you know, because all my, I'm the only one who doesn't have kids and not married, but all my siblings, not enough.
It just sounds all, so sad when you say it.
No, it's not sad.
It's not sad at all, but you, the way you
sound
said it.
I sound sad.
I'm the only one that doesn't have kids and not married.
I'm the only one.
Not for lack of trying.
Yep. So, you know, life gets busy, life's gonna hectic, so we were just like, we have to like really set a day that we just all like link up.
And there's nine of you.
Yeah, there's nine of us, but it was only four of us today.
Oh, great.
This was just today.
Today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Today. So we went out to eat and we were just catching up and just talking about present stuff and then talking about past, you know, traumas and stuff. Things was coming out, but it was in a good way.
That's good. Did you all watch Encanto? Not like together today, but like previously.
Yeah, earlier.
I'm going to sneak this into every conversation I have.
Before we went out to eat, my nieces and nephew, I was in the house and they were just doing the whole Encanto thing. They were.
Because you know, it's about generational trauma.
We were listening to Don't Talk About Bruno. It was great.
Yes.
Well, we don't do that.
The family Perdomo, period.
Yeah, Perdomo family. You already know. Clang, clang. Yes. Gang, gang.
Wow.
So, yeah, that is what made me smile.
What are some lows from the last time we met?
So, the MTA is really, excuse you. The MTA is really having an effect on my mental health, and I can't laugh it off anymore.
What's going on?
This goes against the theme of the episode.
Well, the last time, like, this guy was,
he was
like,
jerking off?
No, he was just cursing me the fuck out, and I was like, please, stop!
People, not the service itself, but people on there.
Yeah, it's
just getting
worse and worse. And
not this man go off on you, and you're like, please! This is too much today!
It was like, you know, from 42nd, I live on 168.
You would have put that watch height. So who the fuck you talking to, bitch? Bitch, meet me outside the train, bitch. That's what you should have
done. As we don't talk about Bruno's playing in your headphones.
It was just one of those crazy guys that you can't respond.
No, there's nothing to say. There's no reasoning.
It was going from 59th to 125th, so it was like that long. Like, I couldn't even get off the next stop, so I just had to eat it.
Wow.
And he was, like, getting closer. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, where else am I gonna go?
Wow. That's...
So it was just really bad. And it's the MTA is really getting spooky, and it's just
interesting.
I don't
really
know.
Even with things opening up again and more people moving around, I feel like it was probably spookiest, like, you know, in the beginning of 2020 when
it was
like, no
safest
was
actually.
No, it was safer because no one was on it.
I would think that the crazy people would still be on it though.
No, it's because
2020.
I don't know.
It's because now
but
everyone's
it's
crazy.
Just, like, triple the amount of
interesting. More. Okay.
And it's like half of me is like, I feel really bad because I know it's not like, you know.
No.
But then the other half is like, I feel very unsafe.
Well, you're not making fun of them. You're just saying that it's impacting you.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense.
But I feel selfish a little because I know they can't help
it.
You. But then
it's
also just like, yo, like, I'm just trying to make it home.
Yeah.
But I've really been feeling unsafe.
You get to say something when it gets into your personal
space.
And
I have two pepper sprays, but.
Two.
I still don't feel safe.
Oh.
But anyway,
well, you gotta.
That's my love.
In,
that's
in,
my
in like
love.
The belt. The utility
I know.
Belt.
you gotta get that license. And
I know.
Yeah.
So many things.
Okay. Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
No. I mean, besides the guy cursing me out. I mean, that's it.
Okay, makes sense. And how have you been coping with that? What has he driven you to do?
Smoking, drinking, and journaling.
Cheers.
Salud.
Which is the opposite from 2 weeks ago, because I told you guys that, you know, I was on that plan and it was going great.
Yeah.
But now I'm off it.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm spiraling again, but we're here. And
wait, you haven't been using the scales to
measure
the food?
No. Because I haven't been eating that food.
Okay.
But I will get back.
Of course,
back, so.
I love that. And how would you define the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
The biggest challenge is having control, having faith, and staying present.
Mm.
Those are three big challenges I'm facing right now.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, time for the miracle question. Mm-hmm. If all those things were just wiped away overnight, how do you feel and how much fun are you having?
I feel in control, and I feel like I'm having a blast, you know,
yes.
Living my life like it's golden.
Okay, period. what difference are you making in the world?
you know, I'll just be walking around, just changing lives, reminding people of the light inside of them.
Aww. So precious.
So yes.
I love that.
Can I just say, I heard on a recent, I don't know if it was two or three ago, where you said, you asked how she was changing the world, and you were like, I'm changing it just because I am. That's what it just sounded like. And I love
that's
that.
That's when I don't
that's
know
what it reminded
say.
Me of. Yeah. But I love that. That's fantastic. I am. Don't worry about it.
Right, right, right.
I'm doing it.
I'm just doing it.
That's my business. It's my business. I love it. Let's get into you, Striflekins. How is your overall mood right now?
How's my overall mood? My mood is great because I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yes. I've been looking forward to this.
I love it.
Yes, this is fantastic. And also, my mood is really great because I've seen you twice. In a week.
We're making it up for lost time.
In
this
a
is
week.
Nuts.
Yeah. We, you know, we used to live together.
I know, yeah.
Every day.
I
All
know.
Right, Eric, you went to Buff.
No, but I met
him. He's Paul's best friend.
Yeah. Oh, and okay. And that's how I met
Oh,
Derek.
You guys remind me so much of each other now that you say that.
Who, Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's
You guys
fair.
Are
that's
not
reasonable.
Brothers? You're not brothers?
when Paul and I were always together, which the only reason we're not anymore is because we just live in different places and, yep. and have, you know, all kinds of
literal geography.
Yeah. But when we would be together, people definitely thought we were like cousins or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, right? No, I can
so
definitely
that's
see it.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, and you're both, he's also part Cuban, right?
I don't know about that.
Oh, you Cubano?
Am I stretching?
I'm not sure about that. Marita? I am, yes, but I'm not sure about that.
I think you told me that
Let's
one
him.
Time. Let's call him. okay, great. Your highs from this week or anytime. What are your highs?
Oh, my highs
yeah,
from
what,
this week.
What energized you and made you feel upbeat?
What did energize? You know what? I got to be honest with you. This is going to sound like I'm kissing your ass, but recording
Please
our
kiss, kiss.
Track on a couple days ago.
Yes, okay. yes.
We recorded pretty much a commentary track for a movie called
Tall Girl.
Oh,
and have you seen this movie? Do you know it?
No.
It's a Netflix movie from a few years ago, mm-hmm. and we watched it. And the movie was—I mean, the movie was nonsense, but yeah. we laughed. I was hyping people up before we released it. That like the people that listened to our commentary right. tracks, and before it released, a couple days after, I was like, "You guys have no idea." I don't think we've laughed this much. It was nonstop laughing. It was hysterical.
It really was.
Oh, yeah. I'm going through it now to like edit the highlight video, and it is hysterical.
I'm so excited.
Hysterical.
Yeah, no, Eric and I had a really good time doing that. That's awesome.
And to be clear, people want you back ASAP.
Hey.
So we're doing Tall Girl 2.
Absolutely.
But after that, we'll do
All right, you better
yes. want you back ASAP.
Give the people what they want, Eric. Give the people what they want. Even from the very beginning, like it sounded like we were doing a bit because he was like, "Hey, I'm Eric," and I was like, "And I'm Derek," and then that kind of just
yes.
like kicked everything off.
Like a comedy routine.
Yeah, it was great. Who made you smile?
Al Monaco.
Oh,
Al Monaco made me smile because I got, of course, Al. What is it? Al Knits Things.
It's Al Knits
yes.
Things.
Al Knits Things is the official, is the branding there, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's incredible with, I don't know, you know, what you, is that crochet technically? Is that knit? I don't know what they're all, you
knitting,
know, there's different
knitting.
Words.
Yeah.
It's knitting. Knitting. It's just knitting specifically. Okay. And she makes these incredible things. And I asked her, I think we were saying technically based on something that you guys have here.
Yes. So
taxi cab. I think that's what influenced me.
Yeah.
I texted her. And I asked if she would make me a. I live in a van for fun,
mm-hmm.
And I travel around a lot. And my previous van is named Mara. And I asked her. I sent her a bunch of pictures. She asked her, like, show me the front, the side, the
yes.
back. Yeah,
oh, she's
I sent
detailed.
Her a bunch of pictures, 360.
360, baby.
And I asked if she could. I commissioned essentially mm-hmm. a mini Mara.
Oh,
and so she knit this
so
incredible,
cute.
Beautiful. Have you seen a photo of this?
I haven't.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Show
You've
me.
Seen it. I'll have to bring it up.
Show
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, we'll bring it up. It's a perfect little mini Mara. And I took a photo. I just got it this week. I got it in the mail this week. She mailed it out. And it's perfect.
It really, yeah. it really,
and I took
really
a photo
is.
Of them side by side, and it's the cutest thing.
It's so uncanny.
I
yeah.
just love seeing her grow because
yeah.
it's
yeah.
just getting better and better.
Oh yeah,
like that,
I know.
That Mario sweater she did.
I know.
Like
the first
the
thing she ever knit, she knit for me. It was like this yellow hat, and I loved it. I still love it. I still have it. But she look at this.
Here
look at
go.
This.
Oh my
you
goodness.
Side by side.
It's so stinking cute.
Perfect.
Like, it's so cute.
Show it over here. Show
yeah,
it
yeah.
to Hassan. Yes. Like, what
yes,
the fuck?
Al, mommy. I see you.
What the fudge? We love it.
So, yes. Yeah, so, Al, though, made me smile because because it's the sweetest thing. And I will say it was perfect timing because literally the day that the mail arrived is when
Mara had to go.
Mara had to go.
Oof, wow.
I donated her to it's called Camp Aquatic on Long Island. Okay. It's a camp for disabled kids and adults. It's a summer camp.
Wow.
And so, and but I kind of got my start in a lot of things there because there was this thing called the Spooky Walk there.
Okay.
And that started that's pre-Nyctophobia.
Ooh.
Yes, it was like a haunted house on Long Island. So when as soon as I was like, all right, I got to figure out where's Mara going because I got a new Van Ruth.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's Mara going? Maybe the camp could use her.
Wow.
And so they took her, but she left that day, and I took the pictures, and it was perfect timing.
That is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Where did the name Ruth come from?
Oh, you're not going to get it. You're not going to appreciate it because you weren't a Nickelodeon kid.
I was not.
Did you watch Nickelodeon growing up?
Yeah.
Hey Arnold?
Yes.
Remember Ruth McDougal?
No.
Ruth, do you remember the episode where you're at the
Disney
carnival?
Kid. I'm more of a Disney kid.
All right. But there's an episode. So here's the thing.
But
you might remember this. You might remember this. But long story short, when I was going through... Do you remember the episode? You might not, but there was an episode where he's trying to talk to the girl that he likes, Arnold, mm-hmm. in from Hey Arnold. They're at the carnival.
Helga.
And well, Helga likes him, but he doesn't know.
Oh.
There's also Lila. Yeah, you're thinking of Lila. That was later. But
okay,
Ruth.
Wow.
Hey Arnold's my favorite.
You know the tea. Yeah. You know the tea.
So Ruth, they're at the carnival and he's practicing how he's gonna say hi, and he goes, "Hi, Ruth, hi, Ruth, hi, Ruth," over and over to try to remember how to say it. Hi, Ruth, hi, Ruth. And so when I was searching for a new van, I was looking at Ford Transits, and there's three different versions of it. There's a low roof, a medium roof, and a
high roof. Oh, you thing, you.
And so every time that I was talking to the people at the dealerships and stuff, and they said, yeah, we have a high roof, all I could hear in my head was high roof. So I was like, you know what? That's the best name, the one that hits you like
perfect.
A brick in the
yes.
face. You know, I didn't have to think about it.
Yep.
And so it's Ruth.
I love that.
Love it.
Yep.
Wow, look at that.
And then Mara was just because she was maroon. Less exciting.
Less exciting.
But we love Mara.
We do love Mara. Mara's cute. All right, let's get into some lows. What brought you down or made you feel sad this week?
Ooh. Not a lot brings me down.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm very
curious. I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't have to force it or make it up.
No.
But.
unless I'm forgetting something. Honestly, I slipped on ice today.
Oh no.
And it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
I hurt my hand, but it's fine now.
Black ice?
It was. You know what? What's funny? It's just because I was not looking down. Mm. I was not looking down at all. I was on the. I was on a train platform on Long Island, heading into the city.
Big ally.
And I walked up, chipper, ready. I'm like, I'm on time. My train leaves in 10 minutes. I'm early. I'm like, I'm good to go.
You love
and
it.
I'm walking. Like, you know, almost might as well have been whistling, for God's sake. And I was not looking down at my feet at all. Was not looking down. And it snowed like crazy.
Yeah.
A week ago.
Yep.
And then rained.
And then snowed again.
Yep.
You're right, it did
and
snow
it
a little
freezing.
Bit more. You're right, yes.
Yep.
But so it's mostly gone, but anywhere that's hidden in shadow, which on the platform there's an overhang.
Oh my God.
And I walked right through there and I slipped on the ice, fell down perfectly fine, but my hand was hurting the whole commute
yeah.
in, and I was like, well, there goes that. That's a cop out because that's not much of a down because I'm fine now. But
yeah.
you know, this has been a good week. So.
No, it's real. I think that I think that's a testimony to I think you're like one of the few people that I know that's kind of like as positive as I am, like all the time. Yeah, yeah. It's almost toxic. It's like toxic
positivity.
Toxic
positivity.
Yeah.
But it is because I said before I was half joking when I said, like, don't ask my girlfriends about, like,
you know,
ex-girlfriends about, you know, everything's a joke. But, like, yeah, I mean, if somebody – here's the thing. I like to be the person, though, for everybody, like, if they want to feel better, if they want
to
really find a solution to something, come to me.
Yeah.
Yes, I will – if you just want to vent, you can vent to me, but I'm going to try to find a solution and help here and make a joke.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not in the mood for a joke or you're not in the mood for any positivity, like
don't come here.
I feel like growing up, I thought like everybody needs to be like a fully well-rounded, like you need to be able to do the happy, the sad, the funny, the mad, everything, you know, whatever. But I think now, I mean, now I'm 30 years old and I feel like it's, I don't feel like I need to be able to handle everything. It's more like, look, come to me for this.
This is my zone.
This is who I am. Come to me for that. Or don't.
You know, this matches up perfectly with this whole analogy that I have for like the people within my community. I look at everybody as like department stores, right? And I remember I remember sitting
which
down
store
like
I am?
You are...
Come back to it. Come back to it.
Okay, you know what? I was going to say, initially, I was going to say, you know, this is actually pretty funny because in my head, okay, my honest, literally, this is not me thinking, but honestly, in my head, the first two answers that came to mind was Saks and Payless, but it's so contradicting.
Hey, those are polar opposites.
Excuse you.
But,
those
you are
know,
polar opposites.
It might be
people that go to one don't go to the other.
Exactly. But
Saks on discount? Like,
I don't know.
No, not Saks.
Why got to be the discount? Damn, Hassan said the office?
No.
That's office.
Office. Saks or fifth.
No, because I want to come to a middle ground.
Yeah, you want to come to the middle ground of where that's coming from.
A Saks outlet. I said it's the office. Okay, so we're all on the same page.
There we
I'll
go.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I love it.
And Payless is actually expensive now.
I mean, I'm not saying it's cheap.
Pay more.
Hey, look. That's
but some people are like department stores.
Some people are like department stores.
Okay.
And because
you go where you need to go.
Exactly. Yeah. You wouldn't go into a Sears looking for the shit that you would go into like a Zara for, right?
You wouldn't go to an Apple store looking for a shirt.
Exactly.
Unless
you know what I mean.
And get the Apple shirt.
Well, there we go. That's playing the long game. I'm just here for the Apple.
Yeah,
store.
I don't know.
But yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean. Definitely.
I know what you mean. Precisely. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I love that. Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
Any wrongs done?
Yeah. Anybody?
This is not a wrong, but it's the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay, please.
This is not. It's not a wrong, but it's the closest thing. Mm-hmm. I have been. So because I was waiting for, I mentioned I have my old van Mara, my new van Ruth. I ordered Ruth in April. Didn't have a name then, to be clear. It came over time. But, maybe I did by then. It doesn't matter.
Well, I think you did.
But point, because I forget the high roof thing was actually happening when I was looking for a van. But anyway, I ordered my van, my new van, back in April of 2021. Didn't get it until December because everything is behind because of the pandemic. You heard of it?
Oh.
The chip shortage, part shortage, everything, whatever. Yeah. And so I just woke up to news today that they're actually like stopping transit production because they're behind. Like they're pausing it. So I got very lucky that I got mine at the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. But so the thing is, I thought I would have a smaller window between Mara and Ruth. And Mara was starting to crap out a bit. And no complaints. She got me across the country many, many times. No
good girl.
Complaints. She's 2005.
Sounds like Harriet Tubman.
And she's gotten me across the country many times. Yeah, 100,000 miles or more, whatever, 120,000 miles. No complaints. Mm-hmm. But she was starting to crap out. And so I was like, let me get ahead of this. Let me order my new van before I can't drive this one anymore. And unfortunately, that happened before I got my new van. Mm. So I spent a lot of time on Long Island.
Stationary.
And so I'm staying with family on Long Island. And the thing is, my family's all in flux right now because my sister got married, moved down to South Carolina, mm-hmm. and my parents, knowing that they're not going to get any like, grandkids from me anytime soon, whatever, uh-huh. none of that, no stability, mm-hmm. They're like, all right, we're going to go down where your sister is. But they haven't done that yet, so they're like, it's temporary. They moved out of the house that I grew up in. One of the houses I grew up in, and it's all temporary right now, and they're working their way down to South Carolina, but in the meantime, they're on Long Island, and we're in temporary spots where there's a bunch of neighbors. It's, like condos and apartments and stuff like that, and so the neighbors don't like the vans. The neighbors don't like the vans.
Damn, they hating on your
vans. And so, yeah, I woke up. I sleep in because I'm up all night working on stuff, and then I sleep in.
You wake up to people on
the lawn
with
torches? I woke up to the doorbell ringing.
No.
And I was alone. I was alone here. Everyone else was out. I was alone, and I opened the door. I was like, I didn't just wake up to that, did I? And then bang, 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 bang on the door, and I was like, oh, this is real. It's happening.
Oh, my gosh.
And I go to the door, and there's a guy that's like, you got to move your van. And I was like, what? Like, just put on my clothes. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, you got to move your van. And the thing is, I usually park in a spot that no one parks in, but it was full of snow because
it's
nobody fucking parks there.
Yeah, there we go.
I've been gone. Last year, I was there a whole bunch because I was waiting for my new van, and my current van was not really drivable.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I've been gone for a month. As soon as I got my new van, I was like, fuck this.
Yep.
Am I allowed to curse?
Of course. Yeah.
Fuck this.
Fuck this.
I've had my van for a little over a month. Guess how many miles I've put on it?
How many?
8,000 in a month.
You're going, baby.
I don't know
because
what that
I'm
means.
Fucking just, I want to drive. You're going. I've been waiting.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And so point is, I've been gone for like a month, whatever, and I've been on the road, but now I'm back in New York because I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We were recording on Monday, we're recording in a couple days.
Yep.
There's stuff going on in New York. And so I'm back on Long Island.
Just
2 days.
A little bit, right? Just
2 days.
A little bit.
And the guy rings the doorbell.
Get
the
shit out of here.
But here's the thing. I have no problem with that
mm-hmm.
because I'm not a conflict guy.
You're not.
And so I was like, where do I go? Where do you want me to park?
Right. Did he have a
I feel like, you know, like where you expect, he came at me like he was expecting you to be like, fuck you,
exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's no problem. Where do I go?
Uh-huh.
And he gave me a place to go.
Boom, bada bing, bada boom.
So again, it was
everybody
wins. Another cop out because I wasn't wronged,
nah,
but I
was
woken up before I wanted to be.
No, there we go.
So
that
that's
is
wrong.
That is yes. wrong. That is
sorry,
wrong.
I give long-winded answers.
We were just
should
talking
this be
about
like a 2 second segment
yeah,
and I've given
so.
Long-winded
yeah,
answers?
No.
You're
no,
doing great.
So sorry.
You're doing great.
You're doing great, sweetheart.
What were you talking about?
About earlier, about like basically just like killing people with kindness. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you real quick, though.
Please.
While we're talking about this, here's the thing. There's two you can easily tell. Does someone want to solve a problem
yes.
or do they want to complain?
Exactly. Yep.
So here's the thing.
And
that
I think
guy,
both can coexist.
Well, but I'm just saying. That guy's saying you got to move your van. Why? Because I'm in someone's spot? Okay. Where do I go? Problem solved, right?
Period. Yep.
Where does nobody park? Problem solved.
Yep.
However, I will say this. He did also mention, because I'm waiting for my new plates,
mm-hmm.
my new license plates. He goes, and also the registration, there's no registration. And
why
I was like,
why did he have time to
check? I didn't say anything, but in my mind, I was like, what does that matter?
Yeah, yeah, like.
So I
business.
Think it's mostly about complaining among these people.
Yeah.
You can picture the people we're talking
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Yep. Yes. Got him in my brain.
So that's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. All right. Well, how would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
Oh, gosh. The biggest challenge I'm facing right now.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, I got one. Mm-hmm. I do have one. The biggest challenge I'm facing right now is that I, for all of the entire time that pretty much it has existed, the project that I do that is commentary tracks and stuff like that we just did Tall Girl.
Yes.
For the entire time that's existed, for the entire time I've done anything on the internet, I do all the editing. I do everything. Like, and I love it. I'm not mm-hmm. complaining. But it's we want to get things going. We don't post weekly.
Right.
We don't post weekly. And I am a bit of a, I don't want to say I'm a perfectionist, but like I like things to be really tightly, nicely edited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that takes time.
Mm-hmm.
That meticulous time that is not necessary. Like I'll admit. It's not necessary, but I like things to be meticulously edited for that one comment.
Yeah, for that one. Yeah,
that
uh-huh.
one comment that says, I loved that little thing. And it's like, yeah, it didn't matter at all.
Right, right.
And to be clear, the things we do on YouTube, the videos that we edit, that we post on YouTube, are promoting the sales of our actual product.
Right.
Which is the commentary tracks.
Yep.
So theoretically, I shouldn't be so precious. I should be a little easier with things and get things up more often because that would equate to more sales.
Yeah.
That's how business works.
Yep.
I get it.
That's the reality.
But I'm meticulous.
You're meticulous.
I'm a little too perfect. I'm precious with things. And we're trying to get a second editor going.
Mm.
But because I'm like, you've got, can you do it exactly like
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Can you just
you
mimic
know?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, how do we get someone that's exactly like me?
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at right now. So the biggest, what was it? What did you ask? The biggest,
yeah, the biggest challenge that you're facing
challenge.
Right now.
Biggest challenge right now is giving notes properly. And I've been told that I've been doing a good job. So
good.
Far, giving good notes and stuff like that. And so actually in a couple days, I'm about to give like my final notes on the first test edit that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And theoretically that will produce a final product that we can upload that is up to the... Up
to the Eric Parr.
Up to par, exactly.
Yeah.
Not to say that this editor's great. It's up to
your
my style.
Exactly.
Yes, this editor's great. If they were just doing their own thing, done.
Beautiful.
But I'm trying to get it like as close. I don't want people to notice.
Exactly.
That's the point.
They shouldn't notice the transition from you
Correct.
To them. And
I'm not going to tell anyone when we upload this video.
Yep.
I want to do a few back and forth before I even let anyone know that we have another editor.
I love that.
And see if anyone says anything.
I love
so
that.
The biggest challenge is just making sure I give the right notes and stuff like that, that gets what I want.
All right.
That's the big thing.
Yeah. All right. Now the miracle question, let's say that let's say that over tonight that happens. How do you feel?
A weight lifted, a major weight lifted, because I love editing.
Yeah,
I do. And I feel it's going to be back and forth. Like there's going to be Tall Girl. I'm editing that one.
Yep.
That's me. I want to edit that one because I want
to
also in a weird way, get
moment.
To know you as a commentator. Like I weirdly want to like get to know your voice and I want to edit that. I'm so used to editing my voice and a bunch of other people's voices, but your fresh voice.
Ooh.
So I want to get used to that a little bit because then I'll be able to give notes in the future.
Very
See
true.
What I'm saying?
Yes. Ooh, I'm excited.
But a weight will be lifted because knowing that we can get videos going weekly, I can focus on the commentary tracks themselves, which is our actual product.
Yep.
But promotion can be handled by somebody else. Will be great.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot. Yep.
There you go.
I love that.
It's hard to give up control.
If you're
the person that is in control, and I am the person that's in control, I'm the only person that's ever edited any of our videos.
You know,
it's hard.
I'm at the point where like I got over that hump a couple of years ago. I'm at the hump where it's not hard to give up control. It's hard to find the right person to put on the bus. Mm-hmm. Like that's
Fair.
Where I'm at.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And
Which is
guy,
exactly what
clear,
you're
this guy, the guy that we're working with is the right guy. Yeah. And I just but he and he's a great editor. It's just a matter of like again editing
mimicking
like
your style.
I would
right.
do it. I want to communicate how I think so that he can think like me when he's editing our stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's great on his own. I don't want to make it sound like I'm like critiquing his stuff. It's just literally trying to get it to be like my stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Be like me. All right. How much fun are you having and what difference are you making in the world once this goes through?
I'm making a difference because I'm making a difference. No, I I really love that. I'm not joking around. I love it. How much fun am I having? I'm having a blast. Well, right now I just cracked a mango claw, so I'm having a great time.
There we go. I love it.
That beer was really good, so I'm going to have another one.
Ooh,
but
you see?
Have all the drinks.
You didn't say, by the way, you like it?
Oh, I love
it's
it.
Good,
yeah,
right?
It's actually
really
dangerous.
Good.
Because
that is right around the corner.
Is
there,
a creeper?
So.
Is a creeper?
No, it's not that it's a creeper. Oh. It's just that, you know, I'm beer, gut, me trying to stay away. So, like, the fact that this is very good.
Oh, you look great. You look great.
You know, I'm trying a little bit.
Making a difference, making a change, whatever. What was it exactly? How am I making a...
How are you making a difference in the world?
Hopefully giving people, we get comments from people sometimes that just say like, I had a bad day. You guys made me laugh.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't think of anything. I literally can't think of anything more important to me.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like for someone who's been, I've been on the internet since I started posting. I've actually was looking into this recently. I started content creating, quote unquote, if you want to look at
there
it that
we go.
Way, that's a newer term, but it's, if you want to go back to what it meant, 2004. Pre-YouTube.
Yeah.
I can find what I post. Because before YouTube, you just had to like upload files for videos. 2004 is the latest I could go back. I was looking. Maybe I'll find more. But we're going to be pretty soon 20 years of that.
Wow.
And I feel like a lot of people could be like, oh, I'm not doing what I want to do. I'm not doing what I want to do. And I've realized over all that. It's a long fucking time. I've realized over that time that the main thing I want to do is just.
20 years on YouTube. Wow.
Not on YouTube. Even before YouTube.
20 years creating.
But making people.
Laugh
and feel good. That's like, and I like, there's people that are like, oh, it's not just not enough. Like, I want to do this, I want to do that. That's enough for me.
I love that.
I'm good. I can do that for the rest of my life and I'm good.
Oof.
Yes.
That's
baby.
Love that for you. All right, let's get into DJ SJ.
Yay.
Sorry
for the long-winded answers once again.
No,
please.
Love it.
Like, this is too long, probably.
This is why you're here.
Exactly.
We want to hear you.
This is your moment.
How is your overall mood right now, D?
I'm well. I'm feeling up. I'm here.
I'm looking at this. I'm feeling up.
I'm feeling
like, I can think of the Cardi song.
I'm feeling when it's up, then it's stuck. And I'm here.
Okay, I feel it.
Yeah.
Highs from the last time we met. What energized you, made you feel upbeat?
Highs from the last time we met. I hung out with two after the last episode.
Did you guys miss me?
It was our first night in his new place.
Okay, so the answer is yes.
Yes. We mentioned you.
Okay.
No, we did. It was his first night. Well, I mean, technically both of ours, but mainly his first night in his new place. Mm-hmm. So that was just like really dope. And then later in the week, I met his mom, and it was just like very.
You know, I want to be invited one time to y'all sleepovers.
No. Also, last Monday, I went to the gym with Monet and Blaze on Long Island. I don't know what part of the island I was on.
I was trying to ask you.
I know, yeah. You're trying to probe this out of me last time. And I'm
down. On Long Island? You were like, I don't know.
I'm just on the island.
Deer Park.
No, never mind. Okay. Not what I was thinking. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a very cute LA Fitness, and that workout that Blaze made me do at the end fucking destroyed my lower half of my body for like the next 4 days. Hence, I didn't work out anymore this week. I just couldn't.
You have to stretch through it, power through.
Yeah, I know. Also, this week I finally got to see my Italian bae.
I saw the margarita.
That night was so magical. Can I just say, for one hot moment, we were just like, I mean, I don't want to detail all the things that we were doing, but like, it was just such a magical moment, because like, one, at the end of the day, we're friends, right? And we had not seen each other in 2 years because of the pandemic. And you know, he's like literally not from here. So
literally Italian.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So he was like locked out of the country. They did not want him.
Met before though?
They did not
want him. Met before okay. The pandemic, yeah. But he taught himself how to whatever, but he's like creating a game. Yeah, he's creating a game right now. Yeah, it's really dope.
That's the way to go right now. That sounds great.
We finally got to meet up. It was like a little happy reunion. We went out like food and drink hopping, and we were just like, it was like raining that night, and we were just like in the streets, just like holding hands, hugging up on each other, just making out on every block. It was kind of just like high school. You know what I mean?
That's a good night.
Walk, walk, walk.
Exactly. Yes. It was like choreography. It was
red,
like,
oh no, we have to wait for a red light.
Right. Oh, fuck this.
Don't walk.
Yum,
okay.
yum. Oh, but yeah, it was just like so cute, because just like behind like every like look and gleam, like it was just like us just like loving our friendship so much. Like that's what I took away from that. It was just like, like, I appreciate you so much as a person, you know what I mean, that we are just so horny. Like, I just want to eat you.
I feel like people are more open to being horny post-pandemic. I feel like I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just admit it, you fuck.
I know.
Not that you've ever had a problem admitting it.
I know, right?
I lived with
you. You live next to me, yeah.
I lived with him. We shared a wall.
We shared a wall.
In this building.
We shared a wall.
Eric knows about my late nights.
We shared a wall.
Old building. Thin walls.
Eric knows. But yeah, so that was just like really sweet. Also, so I got out of, what was I doing? I was at one of my overnight jobs, and I got home like really late in the afternoon the next day, and I like couldn't fall asleep. I was trying to fall asleep, and then every time I would like finally fall asleep, like something would like interrupt me. And it was like kind of like ticking me off a little bit, because I had to like do something else like later on that night. I think I had to go back to work that night, and I was like, God, I need this, like, just please put me to sleep. Yeah. And as I was like finally like lulling off, I get a call from my I don't know what he would be called. I get a call from like the director of the club. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like call people, like we don't like talk or
this
anything
like
that.
This was an immediate pickup. Something's going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It like woke me out of my sleep, and yeah. I was like, oh. And I was like, hi. And he's like, hey, you know, and he's just like, I just want to know, let you know that I really appreciate all the work that you've been doing. Yes. And I'm going to make this brief because you sound tired. He's like, here are all the changes that are happening. He's like, and here's this like $5 raise.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, this is nice, because it's the second raise that I got within the like 6 months that I've been there. Yes. So far.
It's a newer gig.
This is... No, it's not a new. Actually, yes, it is. Yeah, yeah, okay, absolutely, yeah, yeah, right. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just that I was there before the pandemic in a different role.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yes. So yeah, so that was nice. I was just like, look at this random ass raise, like, yeah. And five.
Also, nice that he called you. Like, that's a nice thing.
Yeah, it was a very nice gesture. Okay. And
all you wanted to do was sleep.
All I wanted to do was sleep. I almost picked up the phone like an asshole. Yeah, I almost picked up the phone like an asshole. But yeah, no, it was very sweet.
Could have been an email,
happy.
Honey.
Right.
I know some of them listen.
No, that's
but
nice, though. That's
we
nice.
Love you.
I know, right, exactly.
In a different context, that's very nice.
So that was a high for me as well. We mentioned a little bit of this earlier, but recording Tall Girl with Eric was definitely a high because we just laughed so much that entire time. And like, just like, what a fucking... I mean, the movie aesthetically was beautiful. Like, the aesthetics were great for me. But just like the topic, the theme, the everything else was so...
The concept
was so fucking dumb.
I think I now remember like the cover...
Yeah. It was like, a really tall girl.
Is it just legs?
No, it's a group of high school kids and the tallest girl in the middle of all of them. Like, we were just ripping it the entire time. It was.
I'm genuinely so excited for Tall Girl 2.
No, me too. Because I can't imagine. Like,
and I'm also really excited because before we watch it, I will have that video done.
Oh yes.
And so we'll watch that before we watch Tall Girl 2. I'm so excited.
Perfect. Amazing. Yeah, it's gonna be a great time. And then last but not week. All My Bitches is at the club now.
Oh.
All My Bitches is at the club. So, I'm adding to like my fabulous roster of people that I brought in. Not only do we now have Hassan and Alex, but now we also have Hassan. I was going to say him twice. Now we also, not only do we have Hassan, Alex, we now have Hassan.
So nice. We named him twice.
There we go.
Brother.
Brother. We have Skittles. Skittles was doing her thing last night.
She's an official.
Yes, yes. Paperwork signed. And we also have Gerard. And we also have B. B is there now too. Which B is our
new member.
Our new social media associate for the New York Dose.
And they're working. They're working. You're talking about people that you got.
Yes, working. Yeah, okay. Working at the club. Because it's just nice to have like with the position that I'm in, like I love putting other people into just like make money.
You did that to me one time.
I did.
Are we talking about what are you? Can you say what club you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. I work at it's the Knockdown Center / the Basement. But you're talking about back when I used to do work for Coat Checks. Yes.
Shark Tank. Classic.
Exactly.
But wait,
also named Derek.
Where can I go to this club? What the fuck?
Absolutely.
Why haven't I gone?
I don't. Well, you drive around all the time. Yeah. You should have came this weekend.
Let's go. You work there. I want to go.
You could have. Are you going to be here next weekend?
Next weekend?
Yeah, maybe. Saturday?
Maybe.
If you're here, come through. We're all going to be there.
I want to go.
And it'll be a great time. And I'll get you drunk.
I trust your judgment. Any place that you'd be at, I trust your judgment. But yeah, it's dope. Yeah, you did technically. I remember one time you were like, can you guys work tonight, whatever, when you were working Coat Checks?
Yeah. I just love
it. I fell in love that night.
You did. You had a...
I see a girl for like a month that also worked Coat Checks that night. Laughing, but total sweetheart. Lovely.
Yeah.
She was great. Yeah. She was great.
Jesus Christ.
So funny, though.
Just
hearing you say, like, I brought people into the fold, I'm like, yeah, I've been there.
I've been in the fold. I've been in the fold before. It's fun to work with people that you actually like. You know what I mean? Not that I don't ever dislike people when I go to work.
No, and I also specifically loved that because I love like higher energy situations like that. And that was great.
That's totally your stees.
That had to be like 2014. We're also, once again, doesn't sound that long ago,
but
almost a decade.
Exactly.
Insane.
It's fucked up.
Wow.
Insane.
Super fucked up.
2014 feels recent, doesn't it?
It does.
It's almost a decade ago.
We're
so close to that being a decade ago.
Trash.
Insane.
Who made you smile?
My cousin Annie popped up one day at the beginning of the week, and she was just like, the way she like knocked on my door, I was like, all right, this is not somebody that's like normally in the household, because anybody else knows that like I will probably murder them for knocking on my door like this. But I knew it was just like some, you know, unsuspecting stranger. So I like opened up my door and I'm sorry. And she was just like, yo, I'm doing this. She's like, yo, what up, fool? What up, cuz? Like, She's like, I'm doing this new like 21-day journey. And like, I'm just getting myself right. So it was just like great to hear that from her. And then she was like, this also includes a social media binge, whatever, what have you. And she was like, you know, the last face that I saw before I deleted all my shit, she was like, it's yours. And she was like, you mad handsome, nigga. I just want to tell you that. Like, you just mad handsome. Like, And, like, she just had me dying and laughing the whole time. And she's just, like, so sweet. And, yeah, so she made me smile. And then also, like, and then also Hassan, because we just
Hassan
had.
Makes you smile each week. You say his name each week.
And wait, which one? The first one?
Oh, yeah, but he never listens. He never listens, though.
There's two. You mentioned I'm just twice.
There's two Hassan. Hassan, the
I'm
other
just
one.
Jealous. I'm just
it's,
jealous.
It's the other one.
I'm just jealous because I'm like, you guys, each week, my gosh.
Hassan.
I'm crying.
I see you don't have any lows.
I don't have any lows. And I don't need to.
Could I have given that answer?
Yeah.
I could have said none.
Yeah.
I came up with something. Right. I slipped on ice. I came like a jackass.
I slipped on
ice. I said that like it mattered. It didn't matter.
I know. Yeah. No lows for me over here.
What was that back and forth that you did a little bit with your mom this morning?
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Bring out the tea.
I don't know.
I mean, which back and forth is,
I know, right?
Is normal over there.
Yeah, I don't even remember. That's how normal it is. I'm just like,
that's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, and I'm not coping, and I don't have a big problem right now. And yeah, so
nice.
Bada bing, bada boom. All right, we're gonna get into the ball drop. All right, we gotta keep hope alive during these times. So here at the New York Dose, every week is New Year's as we watch the spherical light fall. Do you have any completed goals from last week, Adelise?
No, I told you I fell off my plan.
Oh, you're right.
But the goals for this week will be to get back on the plan.
Period. Absolutely. Absolutely.
How about you?
I also do not have any completed goals from last week. My goals for next week are to create my heart manifesto, to solidify my workout regimen. It's just always all over the place. To start writing this. And so I had a dream. I had a dream that one day, where's this going? Dr. King?
That was my first thought.
No, I had this.
I would love for you to stand up and just you do a whole bit, reenact it. I had a dream, and then you said that one day.
That
so
one.
The thing is,
come on.
I thought you were gonna say like a science fiction-y dream, and then you said, and then it's a premonition.
But it's actually it's all of that. I had a dream that was done. It was like shot in scenes of like it was weird. Like the dream was a play, and I literally lived the entire play like in my dream. So now I have to write it. It's basically where this is all going to. Matt, you were there. You were in it. Yeah, you had a
and you
know where I was going. Yeah, you were there. You were in the beach scene. And
getting a tan.
Yeah, I don't know what he was on. But yeah, it was like a four scene dream that I had. And it took, so I got to write this thing now. Okay. So I want to do that.
Don't give it all away.
I'm not going to give it all away. I'm not going to give any more of it away. I also want to go back to the nail salon because I haven't been there in a long time. And
what's a long time?
Maybe like 4 months.
That's a long
time. That's a long time, yeah. Because I also have it at home.
Like a month.
You have the kit.
Like,
you have the gel.
I have the kit. I have a gel kit at home. But I want to go and have them do it because they do it really nice. yeah, that's it. That's me.
All right.
Eric,
perfect.
Do you have any goals for next week?
Goals for next week?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Goals for next week. Next week. Oh, I'm going to visit Lee.
Aww.
Our friend Lee
yeah.
Becker.
I love Lee.
Is that Dr. Scoop?
Dr. Oops.
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Oops.
Dr. Oopsies.
I think I'm going to get up there. That's the nice thing about having a fucking new van is that I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I could go up. I could not, whatever. I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the fence. Are we allowed to go into Canada right now?
You can.
I think so.
Yep.
You just show your back shit probably. I'm assuming there's something like that.
Sure.
I guess.
Yeah.
So I might, if I'm going to go up and see Lee, I might as well go up and see friends in like Toronto and shit.
Period.
Or around there. So I might do that.
I like that.
The thing is, I have not this coming weekend. We're recording on a Sunday, but not a week from now. A week from now, I'll be back in New York. The week after that, I actually, someone DM'd me on Instagram that I don't know personally and asked if I would be there plus one for a wedding.
That's of course, so I said yes. Special.
I'm going to meet them. I've never met them before.
I love this adventurous shit that you do.
You know, of course. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
All about it.
I'm excited to meet them. Should be a fun time. Should be great.
Open bar at the wedding?
You know what? Good question to ask before you better actually say I'll be there.
Exactly.
I have already said I'll be there, but I might
You can renege. Yeah, you can renege.
Yep. No, she is in the bridal party. So that I feel like I'll be in the whole thing. We get the rehearsal on Saturday, wedding on Sunday. Should be fun.
Ooh.
But in the week between when I get back, I'm gonna be in LA this coming week.
Yep.
Next weekend I'm in New York, and then I've got a week of nothing. Mm. And I was like, okay, maybe it's plenty of time to get up and see Lee.
Absolutely.
But is it just enough time to also sneak up into Canada?
Mm. I think so. Yes. It's right there. Buffalo, I think so. That's like my biggest regret, not going to Canada when I was in Buffalo.
What? You can still I know.
It's
so
right
close.
There. I know.
You can
I know.
Go.
It's still.
You can go anytime.
I know.
You can go anytime.
Yeah.
You know. I feel like I might try to sneak up. I haven't told my friends yet because I feel like what I should really do is go up, get past the border, and then
and
hit
then,
up your friends
yeah,
and say,
yeah,
what's
yeah.
up?
There we go.
So we'll see. So that's my goal. That's actually that's a goal that I didn't even realize I had until it's been like a maybe I'll do it, and now I should start thinking about it for real.
You see?
Yeah. New York so go to Canada is my goal.
The New York Dolls helps you do Canada. Stuff. Go to Canada.
Love it.
Amazing. Let's get into our gems.
And gems. I have one.
Okay.
Which we talked about today in Sibling Day with me and my Aww. Brothers and sisters. Have those uncomfortable conversations.
Yes, we don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Just have them. It can unlock so many things for you, for other people. Like, yep. I know it's dreadful. I know, like, I had to overcome all that. But just have them, especially if it's someone that you really love, you know.
Yes.
So that's my gem for this week.
Okay, Eric, do you have any?
Any gems?
A gem. How are we describing a gem exactly? I heard what you just said.
Just drop a little piece of wisdom, knowledge.
A piece of wisdom?
A piece of wisdom.
Huh.
Hmm.
A piece of wisdom.
A piece of pizza.
Nice. Little Caesars, nice.
Thank you. Don't you fucking dare.
What's a little, you know, that's a good question. You know what? I've got it. Here we go. This is a piece of wisdom? That's all it is?
That's all it
is? Okay, here's a piece of wisdom. Do you know, before I say, how many, and by the way, I'm bringing this back around. It's something I wrote down to remind myself to mention that happened today, and I'm bringing it in perfectly. I just want to say that. Do you know how many teeth a human has?
Oh, 42. 26.
Okay, wildly different. Pick up.
I know. Why do I have
the difference between a shark and a baby, probably, but no. What? Pick one. 30, which of those?
30?
40.
30?
40, 30? 26. You're doing 40, 30?
I don't know. I don't know.
26.
32.
Two.
Ooh, I'm close.
But here's why I bring it up.
Why?
So that's the wisdom.
Okay.
We're done, right? Yep. There you go. Now everybody knows it's 32.
You.
Which I knew. I did know that. I did know that by chance. I don't know why. I think one of my friends happened to tweet a joke about it, and I read it, and I remembered it. But the reason I mention it is because I was just outside of where you guys record, outside of the carbon dioxide studios.
Period.
Did you call it that?
Yes.
There's a brewery.
Yes.
A microbrewery, Brooklyn microbrewery. And I hung out there before coming in here. I grabbed a beer down there.
Yes,
and
you grabbed beers for us as well.
A lovely group of people,
toothless.
A family, whatever, across the way. No, toothless.
A lovely toothless family.
Across six people. No. One of them randomly asked the other, very loudly, and I was like, well, I have to listen, obviously.
There we go.
They were like, how many teeth do you think a human has? And he guessed 37. Hmm. That's an odd number.
That is an odd number.
What is it, Tom Cruise?
Why?
One in the middle? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
37? Anyway, he guessed 37. I thought it was hilarious that she pointed out. She fucking dragged him for guessing an odd number.
Rightfully so.
Because obviously it's
the
not
other
an
one
odd
go.
Number. But he was pretty close, and I knew it was 32 when she asked, and that's it. That's it.
Love.
Well, I like that.
That's my
and now I will.
And I'm not kidding, by the way.
And now I will never
look at
forget.
My... reminders. Can you read it? It says 37 teeth.
Bring up the 37 teeth.
Because I wanted to bring this up, and I'm glad I got a chance to.
Thank you for bringing it in.
How about you? What's your gem?
Actually, speaking of Lee and Dr. Oops.
Ooh, the daily things are great.
Yeah. Oh,
daily Dr. Oops is fantastic.
So
on
smart.
Instagram.
So smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a conversation before. He's, whatever. Very
recently?
Smart. Well, yeah, Lee and I actually talk all the time.
Oh yeah, he's the best. Did you see his house, by the way, before he left Buffalo for
like,
his wedding?
Yeah. Well, because he had like the thing, like all the guys had to gather in there.
Oh yeah, you were in the wedding party. I was in the wedding party. Yes, what am I saying? Yeah. You saw his house.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Beautiful. Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, we're fine. But yeah,
we're having
so,
a private conversation on top of what you're actually doing. Yes.
Yep. I think. So one of the things that he posted in his daily post, he said it might need to fall apart to come together. Mm. And the reason why I love that was because, I think about that in many different, there we go. You know, Hannah, I know, right? And I was like totally a part of that.
Could you imagine if you were like, because I don't like his wife and I need them to fall apart.
I need them to fall apart. Well, I mean, there's an ongoing joke that Lee and I have that
okay,
I don't
to be
need.
Clear, though, I am kidding to anyone that's listening. Because you don't know. Yeah, I'm kidding, to be clear.
I just know Dr. Oops listens.
No, I'm kidding. Dr. Oops. It's semantics.
It's semantics. No, no,
what's
no.
What's the running joke?
They both know I love Hannah. You know, Hannah was actually one of my residents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Hannah was.
Why would I know that, I guess?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess not. But yeah, no, Hannah was one of my residents. So I knew, like,
Hannah before Lee?
Yeah. No. I knew Lee before Hannah because Hannah's younger. But
right. That's right. Of course.
Right. But I knew Hannah before Lee knew Hannah. I can say that.
That's crazy.
And also, it was very odd.
Obviously, Hannah and Lee are married. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
It was also very odd when Lee kept coming over to my dorm building and not seeing me. Dum-dum.
Checking in.
I'm like, who the fuck are you here?
Was that a Drawn Together?
Yes. Drawn Together, baby.
Wait, everyone here has seen Drawn Together, right?
I don't think so. At least, no.
How do you feel like they know who you are without having seen Drawn Together?
I know. Okay. It's a very...
A show that would not exist today.
Exactly. It's very fucked up.
Wow, crazy. I once again cut you off. That's one of my things that I can't.
I love
help
it.
Doing.
I'm here for it. You know, this is our stick. But yeah, so I love that because I've been listening to this song all week, and one of the lyrics kept saying like to fall apart to reunite. So it just like perfectly lined up with Lee's like it might need to fall apart to come together.
One of his daily posts.
And I think that's true. Sometimes shit just has to go awry in order for you to reel it in and fix it and work on it. So, yes. That's my gem.
All right.
You got an affirmation?
I have one affirmation this
Go
week,
for it.
And it is...
Shawty.
I am a magnet for wealth and abundance. Ooh. Say that, write that down, y'all.
Yes, I'm a magnet for wealth and abundance. All right. Let it stick to you.
So we're going to get into our next section of the show, which is tragos.
Period.
Everyone grab their drinks. You got your drink ready.
Ooh,
re-up.
Of course.
Yeah, baby.
It's made for Latinos. Tragos is a drinking card game your abuelita will not approve of. Each box holds ridiculously true Latino reference cards designed with unique categories to get La Fiesta started. Drink and play responsibly.
Ooh. Or irresponsibly.
Or.
I was gonna say that because Tu always says that.
Yeah.
But you said it for me.
All right.
I love that.
So, I'll go first, and I have my little drink. Shout out to Matt for the sponsor.
Period.
White Claw sponsor.
Wow, good for you guys. That's a good sponsor.
Oh, no.
We're just manifesting.
Manifested, absolutely.
It's
a great show, by the way. Sponsor, it's right downstairs.
You're right.
I want another one.
It's really good.
Put this on the list. Let's put this
on another card.
Let's put this on the list.
The list.
Do I need a card? What are we doing?
You have one. You might be sitting on it.
Here. Oh shit! No, you know what?
Did you toss it away in the trash?
Because you gave me stickers as well, and I put them in my book. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait. Let me get it. I got it.
You were trying to steal them. Is that a new one?
Yes, I put the stickers in my book. Okay. Got it.
Is it a new one?
You guys are not gonna get it.
Okay.
You're not gonna.
Well, culture lesson. Yeah.
Do I read this? What I have?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
Well, I'll read the first one I had.
It's a card. I have one.
You have one. Okay. If someone in your family called you Pacho, Pancho, or Pepe, take two sips.
Okay. Now, what are these things? Pancho, Pancho.
That's what you wear when it rains. You fucking idiot. Hello. Ever been to a theme park?
That's literally what I was thinking. Well. Actually, that time that we all went to Niagara Falls, you were there.
Yes. Yeah, we wore them there, too.
We got wet.
Yes, I was there because I left the country by mistake.
You're crazy.
You remember? We just talked about this.
You're right.
I accidentally, you guys were like, let's go on the bridge.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
And the bridge
good.
Led to.
And then we go back in, and they're like, all right, where's your passports? And you guys both had them because you fucking live there.
We were trying to get you
extradited. You're trying to banish me.
And it almost worked. Damn it.
Does that count as no man's land? We were not in Canada, but we were not in New York.
Yeah, we were in the in-between. We were in the upside down.
The upside down.
The Bridge to Terabithia. All right, what are these fucking things?
My next card is...
Wait, no, I don't...
No, that one is just nicknames. It's just
for what? For I need like, to learn. Like, what
the fuck? Isn't that like dad? Like, what was it? No.
Pepe? What's
Pacho,
Pepe?
Oh, Pacho. Pepe. That's like...
It's like...
Friend?
No, it's no? like, you know, like if... Oh, Pepe over there. Like, it's just like little nicknames. I don't know.
You know what I noticed, actually?
Oh, shit. Derek, here we go. Derek's going off.
Can I just do my other card?
Derek, God damn. Derek touched his laptop. Like, here we go.
Fucking, I can't.
Go. Do the next card.
Okay. Finish the sentence. Mom, I'm bored. Mom, pues ponte a blank. When it picks a player to take a sip.
Okay.
This is a common...
Pues ponte a...
Pues ponte a.
Find something to do.
Mom on board, pues ponte a. Like the mom is responding, well, then do.
Something now.
Do the chores.
Close.
Clean the house.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Pues ponte a limpiar.
Which limpiar?
Then take your ass to go clean, yeah.
Oh, all right, there you go. Yeah.
So winner, you the winner, I guess, pick a player to take a sip.
You.
Can I take this?
Sip? Yes.
I would love to. I'm the winner and I should get to exactly. take this sip.
I choose myself.
All right, your turn, Striffler. Mm. Stifler.
It's so funny. My dad's name is Steve. Aww. Steve Stifler right. is the character yeah. from America.
Yes, that's wow.
My dad doesn't know or care about that, but my mom is Stifler's mom, obviously, is the joke. By the way, to be clear, it is Striffler.
I know.
Close enough.
Yes.
And my mom, though, the thing is, my mom, God bless her, she did this on her own. I didn't tell her to. Growing up, we would check into hotels, like on vacations and stuff, and she would say, yeah, we're checking in for Striffler. I know, Striffler's mom. She would say it before anyone else could say it, and like, God bless.
Yes.
Like, she could get him.
I'm popping.
But the thing is, but to be clear, that's a fun thing to do. Stifler is a fun name for people to recognize as Stifler. It's fun, so yeah. It's good. Okay. Do I just read it? It's group trivia, yes? Okay, just make
lick
sure.
It. You lick the card, Eric.
And then stick it on the... what do you answer to an... Ooh, she already likes this.
I know.
What do you answer to an older woman in the family when she calls you... Winner. Well, yeah, okay. We know what the winner does. What do you answer to an older woman in the family when she calls you? This is just basic
when she
Spanish,
calls you?
Honestly.
When she calls you?
I mean...
No, that,
yes,
that,
ma'am.
That's saying hello. That's saying hello.
An older woman in the family.
Yes, ma'am. In Espanol.
Say what you were going to say. No, you're right. You're right.
Sí, mama.
No, what do you answer? No, an older woman in the family. Even I know this.
Wait.
Mujeres. What?
No.
Mujeres.
That's woman. That's
proper woman.
A proper
Spanish.
I know. It's like in the tip of my tongue and I can't.
Doña? Donda?
Well,
Donda. Donda.
It's disrespectful, actually.
Well, okay, well, it's acceptable according really to this. Old. But senora is the senora. Main answer, okay, yes. Senora. And you were about to senora. Say it, it seemed like.
Well, I said, sí, mama.
Oh, I thought you were about to say senora.
The trauma.
Doña is sí, acceptable mama. According to this.
Wait, Donda well. Is acceptable?
Doña is acceptable.
Oh. Ooh,
my mom hates Doña.
But she, senora is the...
Is the correct answer.
Senora is more proper. Doña is offensive.
The only person I call senora... Yoda was my Spanish why? Teacher.
Yeah, but Doña, like a lot of women, they find it offensive.
Interesting.
They call
well, this
them
game,
really old.
This game counts it. Where is this game from?
Dragos.
It's. I think they're sophomore. Are they sophomore?
But is it for? Is this game?
It's for all Latinos. All Latinos.
It's not specific. Okay, so interesting. It's. It says like Senora slash Doña slash Mande.
Madre.
Mand. M-A-N-D-E, Mande? I don't know
Mande.
That one.
Mande. That
one I don't
yeah,
know.
I don't know that
I don't
one.
Know if I'm pronouncing it right.
All right.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there you go. I thought you'd get Senora.
Senora. Senora Holmes was my Spanish teacher in elementary school.
Nice. My Grammy has corrected me. I'll say to her, if I say hello to her, like sometimes I'll say like, hola, senorita. And she's like, no, senora, senora.
Senora.
And I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't know, whatever. But
I know.
I'm trying to be like, you
right,
know.
Hip to the, I know, abuela. If you grew up, hold on, let me just do something very quickly.
What is this game again, do you say, by the way?
Tragos.
Tragos.
Okay. Oh, that's right. It says on the back. Yes.
Made for Latinos. Yeah. If you grew up listening to Selena, cheers to your favorite song. Take three Ooh. Sips.
I could fall in love. That's my song.
Matt. Okay. Well, what song is that by her?
I Could Fall in Love.
Oh.
Could you sing a bit more?
Yeah. You've been waiting for this. Played by Jennifer Lopez, right?
In the movie.
I never saw it.
I feel like we did this one. You don't know any Selena songs?
Just watch it.
Okay. No.
You never. Wow. You need to fucking see Selena. Let's just get married right now, Chris. I don't care what my dad says.
Oh, you're invested. All right, amazing.
Yes, I saw it in the theaters when it came out. I saw it in the theater. Do you know any Selena songs?
Yeah, if you're ready, come and get it. Nah, nah, nah.
Oh, yes.
Disrespect the queen.
Yes.
What?
I too know Miss Gomez.
I literally looked up a Selena Gomez song. Did anyone notice I put my phone?
Not that Selena.
I too know Miss Gomez.
I know.
Let's get into our last section of the show. This is the Higher Vibration Handbook of How To's chapter, I think, 15, maybe 14. I don't know. But this is How to Laugh It Off. So, Ada Loloso, kick it off. Well, I guess.
I just had a question.
Yes, please.
I feel like we all laugh through our shit. But when I saw this topic, I just had a question for y'all. Is humor a way of avoiding the hard things, or is it a way to get through them?
I was gonna say embracing. I think humor is a way of embracing the hard things.
I think it's perspective. Exactly. I think
also
it's perspective.
Depends on the person.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. So can you speak a little bit on, because I'm guessing that you use your humor as a way to embrace the hard things.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, not to get into any, you know, personal stuff, because it's
get
not about me,
it.
Actually.
Get
it's about
into
other
it.
People. Well, it's not, you know why? Because honestly, it's not about me. It's about other people. Right. Like, I can think of, like, humorous. Again, we were talking about, like, you know, don't come to me if you don't want me to make some kind of joke.
Right.
If somebody comes to me with something, like, I just, it's hard for me not to make a joke. In my mind, I'm trying to help you because I'm trying to make you laugh.
Trying to cheer you up. Yeah.
So that's why I won't bring up any specifics because it's not about me. But, I think it could be, it's a way of, I understand the idea of it being a way to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like, you know what? When I was in high school, I got the girl, we're high school, who cares? So this is easy to say, whatever, and we're cool, so it doesn't matter. The girl I was seeing in high school, she told me that she kissed another guy. Oh, horrible.
Right, right.
High school. Perfectly fine. Whatever. Do what you gotta do. But I remember we were on the phone. I very vividly remember we were on the phone, and she was telling me, and she was like, I'm sorry, I was at a party. It happened. I was at a party. I was drinking. And I don't want to. And then I finished it. Blame it on the alcohol. Because come on.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You couldn't miss that moment.
And then she laughed. I laughed. And it was okay.
Yeah.
And we dated for many
You're
years
soft.
After
she,
that.
She laughed. I laughed. And she's been in a dumpster the last decade.
No. Whoa. But I'm just saying, like, that's God just damn. My way of, like, that actually, that was the turning point in the conversation. We were also, again, to be clear, it was high school, we were kids. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Right.
But I do think of that as, like, a way, it was an awkward conversation. We, then that broke it open, we laughed. And yeah, like, it's not cool, but, like, humor can either push away or bring closer.
Yeah, it can heal our harm.
In that moment, I do think of that as a moment where, and she and I are cool today. Like, we're mm-hmm. cool. We dated for many years. We're cool today. It's high school. Again, I'm 30 years old, for God's sake. I don't want to make it sound like high school things are, like, a fucking problem.
Yeah.
If you're in high school listening to this, live your goddamn life. Do your thing. It's fine. Jesus Christ. But, like, point is, though, I do think of that as a moment where, it was the first thing that came to mind, in a moment where, like, humor brought it closer.
Yeah.
Humor really did. Like, we literally, it was very awkward, very uncomfortable, and then both of us were like, all right, we can like open up a little bit more because we've broken the ice a little bit. Yeah. So humor can bring it together.
Okay.
Humor can push it apart. You can push things away by just making jokes, but I also feel like those things can bring you together.
I love that.
Not to be a Debbie Downer, but it's like, it's so crazy.
Also, keep in mind that was high school.
Yeah. Right. Like,
so if any like adult situations might be different.
This is
high
true.
School's different.
This is the most like moment where I felt like humor like was really fun. Like, and again, it wasn't me. It was like one of my best close friends. Like, his mom was like literally like dying, mm-hmm. like in the other room.
Oh,
and we
wow.
were in the hospital. And he's like another one. Like, we're like, that's how we usually like. The reason why we're close friends is because we just joke all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even in that moment, like, he made a joke. And I was like, what the fuck?
You
it
up.
Was nothing referring to her. Like, it was like, we were literally, like, crying, like, on the floor. And I'm just, like, trying to console him. And he's just, and we're, like, trying to drink juice. And, like, he just has to decide, like, you know, whether to pull the plug or not or whatever. Yeah. And, it was such an intense moment, and then it's really dark.
But it's not it's a really Debbie Downer. It's, yeah. I mean, this is a situation where you can easily make a joke.
Yeah,
there's a lot of jokes you can make in a situation
absolutely.
Like this.
Yeah,
and like he was like, "You want the grape juice or the apple juice?" And I was like, "The grape juice." And he was like, "You're black." I was like, "Why are you making a joke right now?" Like, you know,
yeah.
But I know that he needed.
Yeah. That breaks
yeah,
the
like,
awkwardness.
Like, he needed to do that.
And
you know?
and also, is it a way to, like, also maybe, like, keep things normal? Because, like, if that's your
to
relationship.
Avoid. That, like, to avoid.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think about, so me and one of my best friends, RJ, we are, like, the two people that, like, you cannot come. We are the worst people to come to with any, like.
I love
and
but I will still go to you guys.
I know.
That's how, like, I heal, too.
I know.
Dude, I miss RJ. I haven't seen RJ in a long time.
When I lived
in New York, RJ was always around.
I know.
Damn.
He's literally.
Yes.
He's out of his mind.
Please tell RJ I said hello. I haven't seen RJ in fucking forever.
I absolutely will. He and I, like, when it comes to certain things, we know that we can only go to each other with, like, certain situations because we just have the exact same humor where, like, people on the outside would just think that we are just, like, sick and, like, fucked up. And, like, I just love those moments when it's, like, he's that department store where it's, like, I've just got this really fucked up shit in my head. Like, I got to let one off on you. And, like, he'll, like, do the same thing. And it's just, like, we're just very, it's very dark. It's very twisted up in here.
Yep.
For us, it's not, like, an avoidance. I would maybe more align it with, like, an acceptance of things, like, all right, for example,
breaking the ice.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, for example, right? Like, there was this, like, one. So there used to be these two, like, old ladies that lived next door to me and across the street from him, because I also live across the street from him. And
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
In Brownsville? There?
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't. Sorry. We
I mean,
edit that
what
out.
Are they going to come and find me? I'll fucking like, kill them before they kill me.
Oh, in Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn? Yeah.
There's the
everyone
edit.
Knows
you can edit it right there.
There we go. Brownsville. Never ran, never will. There were these two ladies that, you know, they would always be on their stoops next door. And, you know, we would always see them when we were together. And we would see them together. So in our heads, we were kind of having like best friend competitions with them. And then one day we stopped seeing one of the ladies and it was just one on the stoop. And we found out that the other one had died. And we were like, and we used to also call them looking ass niggas because they was always just like watching. So when the one disappeared,
is that a difference though? Is that white people are behind the?
You guys are behind the fucking
behind
blinds.
The
we're just outside
on the
steps.
On
the
stoop?
We're just on the stoop.
The same exact thing. That's
love it. That needs to be a video. We need to create that.
Literally, yeah.
We need to create that.
You know what? Cut this out because we're gonna make a video.
Exactly. All right. I got you.
That's
so yeah, when the one disappeared, RJ and I literally looked at each other and RJ was like, "Well, I guess we won." And I was like, "Yeah, baby. Fuck them looking ass niggas."
Wait,
but you know, just like stuff like that.
This just reminded me really quick, sorry. The day of my birthday, when Skittles almost drowned.
Oh my God, yeah. Yes.
This was crazy. Skittles is one of our friends. We went to this lake and the current, you know, it's like going this way.
So we have to preface this with the fact that Skittles thinks that she's a mermaid.
Yeah.
So she was trying herself. She was trying it.
We were all swimming, you know, I'm swimming, like, well, whatever, I come back. But then I see Skittles is still there, whatever. The guy I was talking to at the time is like, wait, I think your friend is drowning. And I was like, wait, what?
Because, and then like, and it's funny because I don't go in these waters because I can't swim. So I stay on shore. So I'm like, just like having a peaceful moment by myself. I'm literally,
hears the cries.
Yeah, because okay, hold on. This is very important. This is very important. This is a little bit, maybe a couple, this is maybe 3 weeks after Naya Rivera died.
Yes.
So 2 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. This is, you know,
2020?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it was 20. Yeah. We went.
It was like right after the pandemic let up, because I remember saying in my head, "Wow, she survived the pandemic to drown in the lake." Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know how much I love Glee, and you know Naya was my girl.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm late, and you know, once a day, I was kind of just like thinking about her in my head. So I'm like laying back, and I'm thinking about her
after.
This is after
she passed away.
After she passed away. I'm just like thinking about her, blah, blah, blah.
Not a daily Naya moment.
No. This is after
she passed away. All right.
And then all I hear as I'm reflecting about Naya is, help! Help! And I keep my eyes closed because I'm like, this is clearly nothing that I can do because I'm damn sure not getting in the water myself. So I just hear, help! Help! And I'm just like, wow, I hope somebody helps this man. And then I finally get up and open my eyes, and it's fucking Skittles like in the middle of the fucking like lake, just like, and I see like three people. One of them was my cousin, the other one was the guy that Addie was with, and then I don't know who the other person was, but like they all like created this formation and started rushing. Oh, it was Nico.
Ryan went. He went.
No, I know. Yeah,
he went for Skittles, and everything was happening so quick, and I was like, because. From what I'm looking, Skittles looks fine to me. Like, I don't see her, like, going in and out.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, no, like, she needs help. And then he runs.
Shit.
And he gets Skittles on, and they just start fucking making jokes.
Yeah, I'm like,
sitting there. They're like, you see that rock over there? We would have came and brought flowers for you.
Yeah, I was
like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, bitch, I would have came here once a year to memorialize you.
Yeah,
like,
same thing.
I was like, oh.
Because there's nothing else that I would have been able to do.
Like, wow, yeah.
Yes, because she knew she fucked up. She knew she was just like.
Wait, does anybody here watch Succession?
No.
The TV show?
No.
All right. So just a little quick nugget. There in the, I think it was the finale of season. It's not a spoiler, really. Mm-hmm. In finale of season 3, there is a moment where a character that jokes around a lot is told to shut the fuck up. Mm. It's not the time to joke. And he still jokes.
I like that.
He can't help it.
He's like, you shut the fuck up. Yeah, I like that. All right, so we've got humor through acceptance, humor through, I guess, what, like avoidance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're trying to laugh something off, right? Now, let's talk about like us personally.
Before you start that
please
talk,
do, yeah. Go for it. Please. I know you're chugging a lugging. I know you're chugging a lugging.
Chug-a-lug.
Oh my god, I'll be right back.
I love the echoing in the bathroom. So if we're trying to like laugh something off, right, it most likely means that something or someone like rubbed us the wrong way. Mm-hmm. So do you have like
like the crazy laugh like in the beginning, like
I mean, you don't literally have to like
I had those
laugh.
When I found text messages, I'm like, oh,
right, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That type of laugh,
like what does that feeling give you, like what would be something that would cause you to have to literally kind of just like laugh something off, and what does that do for you like health-wise, like is it like a mental health thing where it's like, okay, let me just kind of like let this go so I can spare the other person, or like what feelings surround that? Because I'll start off, right, I'll say the example of like, remember when we did the show a couple of weeks ago with the girl? And yes.
What did she call you online?
She was like, oh shit. She was like, I thought she was a roach. But like literally like.
Because Derek came with his hair.
Yeah, my hair was looking.
And I was like, we're not having her back on.
Yes, Addie was tight.
I was like, I thought that was a little bit disrespectful.
But I thought, I kind of loved it though. I thought it
you
was
you laughed
like,
it off. Yeah. Crazy. I was like, what?
This was a guest?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Into it.
Right, exactly.
And then that person ended up loving you.
Exactly.
So that person no longer had an attitude towards you.
Right. She was like, oh, I like you. Like that, like, right?
Yeah, but also, like, you don't know me. Like, you know, like, there's certain jokes that you say with people. You
I feel
know,
you.
That one, I just felt like, and we're on live, like, what?
I feel you. But you see, it's all about, like, how you take things, right? Because somebody can say the craziest shit to you, but if you, it depends on your response, you know? Like,
you
if
give
you,
it ammo.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you put the battery in it, you put the energy into it. So I think I find myself laughing off a lot of things because, like, there's not too many times that I am affected by, like, other people's words. Like, I really kind of have this, like, veil or, like, wall that's just kind of, like, I'm just, like, so confident in my own thoughts about myself that, like, I don't give a fuck what's coming out of your mouth. Right. Like, compliment or, like, diss. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's a compliment, thank you. If it's a diss, not affected. You know what I mean?
Also, thank you.
Also, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
For a funny story.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Yeah. So I think the way that my reason for laughing things off is because I guess, again, like, I'm just so confident in who I am, like, already that, like, I don't take offense to it. So I guess I want to just know, like, what you guys' personal thing for laughing things off is or would be, or, you know.
I think for me it's more like I laugh it off, so I won't say nothing crazy.
Savage. You don't want to go into savage mode.
I can go into savage mode.
It's
so,
a tense laugh.
Yeah, those usually been my laugh, like, oh, okay.
You got one more time. You got one more time.
One more before I go. The claws come out.
I love it. Yeah,
that's been, and of course, like, it is coping. I think is a coping. Yeah, mostly a coping thing for me.
Okay, all right.
And I'm so used to it by now, where it's just like, it's a coping thing, but now I'm just like, I just have to.
Like, it's like a thing.
Like, I have to do it that way because it helps sometimes. It really helps.
Okay, I mean, as long as it's helping. All right, and what about you, Striffler?
Yeah, I mean, everything to me can be funny. Yeah. Everything can be funny. I'm not, and I don't mean that about, like, other people's problems, but, like, if you're coming to me with something, I'll find a way to make, like, it could be funny.
You'll find the humor.
But then also, like, on my own, you know, it doesn't feel disrespectful to me if I were at, you know, I'm trying to picture, like, in a horrible situation. It's serious, obviously. Like, I'm not a fucking sociopath. Like, right. I understand. I mean, hey. No, I understand. I understand, like, the gravity of a situation. But, like, you know,
a time and a place.
Yeah, and also, like, I can also keep things internal. Like, if I think of something that's funny, it's helpful to me. Like, I'll keep it inside.
Right.
This is funny. I'm not going to say it because I know this crowd and no one's going to think it's funny.
You know the time and the place.
If I was at a funeral or something. Yeah. Right. At a funeral for somebody.
You're not shooting off gags.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to make a joke to everybody. Like, something funny happened. Keep it inside. Whatever. Right. Makes me feel better, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing is, I almost feel like the fact that I can find the humor in any situation almost amplifies the fact that I can find the lack thereof in any situation, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can think of a joke, but, like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
This is horrible. Like, I won't say the joke, but I can think of the joke.
Yeah.
It maybe is the situation. Right. Like, but again, we said before, careful, you know, when I was younger, I thought you need to grow up and be a person who can handle everything, whatever, and be there for everybody for this and that. And now that I'm 30, I realize, like, no, I'm not the person that you can come to for everything. I'm the person you can come to for me. If you are looking for some levity in a horrible situation, I will absolutely deliver that. Mm. Like, I can absolutely deliver that to you. If you are looking for dead serious, then I might. I warn people.
Yeah.
It's not like I surprise people with a joke. Yeah, I have a disclaimer is around my neck.
There we go.
Are you kidding me? That's my scarlet letter.
Love it.
I literally, like, I will tell people, like, if someone comes to me with a problem, they know who they're coming to. Mm-hmm. It's a friend.
They obviously know where they're shopping.
No one would come to me otherwise. Like, you know who I am. But I will also, I definitely have warned people. Not warned, I don't want to say warned like, as if I'm like a fucking...
You've alerted. So you've alerted.
Asshole-ish. Like, it's less about a warning and more about like a, can I make a joke?
Right.
So like, I'm just asking you like, hey, I'm you know who I am. Like, are you in the mood for a joke?
But doesn't that take away from the joke too? Like when you have to give a disclaimer.
No, because that person, a joke is for people listening.
Right.
And so if that person says, yes, I want a joke, then they want a joke. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they just want something. It's happened before. Right. I've definitely talked to somebody who's in like a horrible spot and I will be, you know, like, can I make a joke? Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you make the joke. And yeah, you're asking like, does that take away from the joke? Yeah, in a comedian sense, yeah. Yes, right. It does. It takes the teeth out, yeah. But you don't want teeth in that situation. Yeah, yeah. If you take the teeth out, then it's a comfortable joke. Mm. So, you know.
Okay.
That's funny, right? Because I think...
Well, get on. You have to get on the mic.
Oh, do I have to get on the mic?
Yeah, because
we can't hear you.
Here.
We can't hear you.
Let me get in the mic.
Hassan on the mic.
It's funny. It's interesting because I feel like comedians do have a disclaimer, especially if you know the comedian. So, like, you won't go to Dave Chappelle if you're going to feel some type of way about something because you'd be like, I'm going to already go into this feeling offended. So you already, when you're watching the comedians that you like, you already know that you're going to get something that can trigger something or just as an audience. You know who you're watching for a certain reason.
Yeah, this is true.
Or at least you should.
Yeah, right. Some people just walk in blind.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. All right. So, closing statement of how to laugh it off. Addie, go.
Closing statement of how to laugh it off.
Yeah.
I feel like knowing when, time and place.
Okay.
And you're like knowing who to do it with.
Okay. Yeah. Time and place and who.
And also like it could be.
Okay. We started out not knowing and now we're going.
And also like if it's healing for you, it's healing for you. And no one like if no one can take that away from you. You know, like don't let anyone judge you. Like if you feel like you're making a joke out of your situation, you know.
Love it.
Because is it really that deep?
Mm.
Right.
All right. Eric, closing statement, how to laugh it off.
I think you just said it really well. And the classic phrase is know your audience.
Mm.
Know your audience. If I was in a church, the jokes I would make would be different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I was at an AA meeting, maybe different jokes.
There
you know
we
what
go.
I mean? Know your audience. Mm-hmm. And I also think if you're actually, the thing is, if you're telling a joke, the goal is what?
To make somebody laugh.
To make somebody laugh.
Feel better. Right.
If you say something knowing that people are going to not laugh,
mm-hmm.
then you're not telling a joke.
Mm, you're roasting.
You're just trying to piss people off.
Yeah.
So the goal should always be to make somebody laugh. If you really think someone's not going to laugh, like you know people.
Yeah.
Don't.
You can fill it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you think someone's going to laugh, make the joke. You can miss the mark. But the goal should be to know someone's going to laugh, not to make a point,
mm-hmm.
not to piss someone off.
Not to throw a little jab.
Comedy and humor are about laughing.
There we go.
If you think you're going to make someone laugh, make the joke, take the chance. If you don't think you're going to make someone laugh with your joke, maybe don't.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Know your audience. There you go.
I love your audience.
It's basically what you just said. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
My closing statement for how to laugh it off is don't take it personal. I'm just gonna leave it there. Not everything is personal, even though it's happening to you. Some things are just happening. Sometimes you just cross into somebody else's story. So if they say some wild shit to you, that's about them. That might not be about you. Just don't take it personal.
If somebody makes a joke about like getting hit by a car. And it just so happens
that
a person you love just got hit by a car.
Right.
It might not be about
exactly.
That. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it might be a broad concept of comedy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love that.
But also don't feel invalid and feeling bad about it, but don't. You can feel bad about that, but don't.
Don't rage out.
Yeah.
It's
like it's a broad joke. You know,
hey, yo, my mama just got hit by a car. Fuck you saying?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Thank y'all for this. This brings us to the end of our episode. You may have, I know, right? It's all done. You may have noticed that the tea, current news, and entertainment sections have disappeared from this show, but trust and believe they are still around. Join us on Instagram Live, Saturdays at 1:30 p.m. for a show that we call Today's Dose. That's where we'll be getting into the hot topics for the week and much more. And also, sometimes it's the track series at 1:30 where we dive into phenomenal guests. You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram.
You can find me at Adelise Perdomo on Instagram.
And you can find us at The New York Dose, any and everywhere. And
you can find me, Eric, at...
Not Derek.
Pretty much it. If you look up pretty much it, I should come up somewhere. Pretty much on YouTube. And then those will direct you to the full commentary tracks. Mm-hmm. And... When does this come out?
So our thing, Tall Girl 1 will be out by time.
Tall Girl 1 commentary track is out already.
Yeah, on Patreon. The video
will be out on the 11th of February.
Okay. This will be out whatever next Monday is.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Oh, my gosh. I love you.
Happy V-Day. I love you and you and you.
This is the Valentine's Day episode?
This is the Valentine's Day episode. What the fuck? I know.
We should have said I love you at the beginning.
We should have.
Well, so by now, yes, both Tall Girl tracks are out.
Yay.
With Derek.
Oh, my God. You're going to.
And they're both incredible.
Yeah. You're going to have a blast.
The video for the first one is out on YouTube, and then the new one's coming out soon, whatever. But yeah, YouTube, pretty much it. You'll find it. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you for coming through and coming.
I hope you'll have me back.
Yes, please. Whenever you come.
Anytime.
This episode was produced by the board of The New York Dose, hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer and editor is me. Photos was taken by Adeloso. Shout out to the... Oh, no, actually, photos were taken by our in-studio PA, Hassan. Thank you so much, Hassan. And we also have video footage from this episode that was taken by Hassan. Thank you. Shout out to the rest of The New York Dose team, Teek, Jilu, Lenny, Alexis, and B. Hey, and don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay
New York.
It's The New York Dose, baby.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to The New York Dose Last Body.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to The New York Dose Last Party.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.